Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. We made it, people. We made it.
Yes.
You know you can do this to a three-day weekend. We made it. Just got to get through today. We can do it. Rascal Flats tonight. So water all day, cold beer all night. That's the recipe for today.
Yes, I'm hydrating. I got my massive water bottle because it's going to be a hot one.
It's going to be really, really hot one. But three-day weekend, we have like next to nothing to worry about. So
yes.
Let's just focus on having fun tonight at Rascal Flats. It'll be a good time. By the way, if you're looking to add to the mix, there's boozy popcorn. This is now a thing where you can catch a buzz by eating popcorn.
Yeah, and this is getting national attention, even though it is created here.
This actually is getting attention right in between my ears.
Tampa.
Yeah.
It is the company Chef-Inspired Popcorn, and they launched a new line of, you know, like caramel corn?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, okay, they made that, but now they have infused alcohol flavors.
Oh, my goodness.
So here are the flavors that they just launched, and then they're going to add more, but it's called Boozy Popcorn. Malibu Rum, Rum Chata, Whiskey.
Yes.
Tequila.
Oh, boy.
Tequila. Think about that. Tequila caramel corn. I don't know. That sounds funky.
No. Because, see, tequila, what do you do with the tequila? You have the salt.
Yeah, you have the salt.
So there's kind of
a salty.
There's like a salty,
yeah.
Oh, that works all day right now. Like, I'm actually chewing. I mean, there's nothing in there, but I'm chewing, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
And you can taste both?
Yeah.
All right, well, they're also going to
drive right now because I'm imagining the tequila popcorn. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, officer, it's not what you think. It's just popcorn.
It's boozy popcorn, officer. I'm fine.
They are also going to be releasing a new flavor on top of all of these ones, the Rum Chata Fireball.
Oh, jeez.
Which, if you've had that shot before, you already know. It's delicious.
This is dangerous, though, because you have to, you know, you'd be careful, you know, with kids leaving that around. Because kids love popcorn. My kids love popcorn. You leave that around. You know, and they accidentally are in the Fireball popcorn.
Yeah, that's when you got to be worried. When Johnny's in the Fireball popcorn,
talking
he's like,
crazy.
This is delicious, Dad.
Yeah, they're talking crazy and this is walking around. What's wrong? Is everything all right? We should take you to the doctor. Ah, it's the popcorn. Oh, no, they were in the Fireball popcorn.
Yeah, you can't mix that up with the regular popcorn.
No. Ooh, dad of the year right here thinking about that.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, as we get into Memorial Day weekend, you know, it's really crazy how 55% of Americans, now this just came out, this is real research, and I'm going to flat out tell you, it's just sad. 55% of Americans know the real meaning of Memorial Day. Almost half have no idea what we're doing Memorial Day.
What do people think, that it's just a day to get sales and stuff? I mean,
it's a lot of sales, like when it comes to businesses and corporations and stuff. A lot of people just think it's a weekend to party. And a lot of people believe it's the official first weekend of summer, which is not the...
Someone said that to me yesterday. They're like, well, you know, summer starts this weekend. And I was like, I don't think that's right.
No, it's not right.
Like it.
It's not right. But that's a thing like where... So I grew up on the East Coast, just outside of D.C., and that's like when all the pools open.
Right.
Right? Because they've had a harder winter, so it's like, oh, Memorial Day, and then they shut them down on Labor Day.
Yeah.
So that's just a thing where people think, oh, it's the first weekend of summer, but they really have no idea. The survey also found 21% of people are planning to fly a flag at half-staff on Memorial Day, only 21%. And only 20% are going to go to a parade or an event. 18% that will visit the grave of someone who died while they were serving the military.
Aww.
So
I love that.
But boy, 55% only know the real day. I want to play this clip here. This is President Ronald Reagan from obviously years ago. He was served as president from 1980 to 1988. It's part of a longer video that we'll post on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's really good. But this is him talking about, like, and I think this is important. You know, when we envision soldiers that made the ultimate sacrifice, right, that were killed, we envision like these old people, these old soldiers. But so many of these people never even get the chance to be old.
No, they don't even get a chance at a real, like a life, like a full life.
Right. They made the sacrifice.
Right.
They'll never get old. And I just thought Reagan really hit it out of the park when he talked about that. Your imagination kind of plays a trick on you a little bit. And you talk about these people who have died. But they died young. So many of them died young, you know. So here's a little piece of what he had to say.
We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
I just think that's powerful. You know,
oh, man, you got me crying this morning.
He says they gave up two lives. And I go, oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. So great words from President Ronald Reagan. We'll post a video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Something great for you guys to share this weekend. And maybe we can get this 55% of Americans who know the real meaning of Memorial Day up a little bit.
Yeah.
And pay some respects this weekend. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, as we get into Memorial Day weekend, let's focus on our country music superstars that have done some great work for our veterans. Thomas Rhett talks about it.
The level of respect I have for the people in our military, it's just like, you can't really put it into words because I don't know what it's like to be gone that way and deal with the stuff that they deal with on a daily basis, but just the sheer thankfulness that I have that I get to write songs and play music because of what they're doing for us in whatever part of the world they may be in.
We see a lot of Thomas Rhett stepping out and doing things for veterans and their families. Brantley Gilbert, too. I thought this was great. Brantley constructed and paid for a deer farm for veterans. The deer farmer's now open, and he talks about it. It's really cool.
You know, the farm's finally done, and we're extremely proud of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. The past 2 years, we've been able to do our vet hunts, and they've gone off without a hitch, and it's working exactly the way I dreamed it would. I prayed it would. More than anything, one of the reasons I built it was to be able to do something I enjoy doing and share a farm that special with somebody that deserves it. We built that farm for veterans, period.
Man, that's great. Brantley Gilbert stepping up. That's his own money and his own dream, and it came to fruition. So he does a lot of these event hunts. He'll bring in veterans.
Yeah.
And they'll spend the weekend hunting on his farm. And
that's so great.
He goes with them. It's really, really cool. So big props there to Brantley Gilbert.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie. All right. 7:40. It's truly your last chance to get Rascal Flatts tickets for the show tonight. 7:40 with the name game. We are, 12 hours from right now. Ooh, what do I see as I look into the future? Somebody's drinking cold beer in the tailgate lots at the Amp.
Uh-oh, here comes Fireball.
Gosh, I love looking into the future. Man, it's awesome.
It's looking good.
7:40. Yeah, it looks great.
Looks like a hangover tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine, too. I don't look that far into the future. No.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. So there's like a new thing. Do guys go to baby showers? Do guys go to other women's baby showers? Kevin, have you ever heard of that in your entire life?
No.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
No.
In a word, no.
I know that the dad usually, or the baby daddy or whatever, usually shows up at the end of the shower to help pick up all the gifts and stuff.
No, that's different.
Okay. But
that is different.
That's different because he's culpable in that whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, he should show up.
Yes.
But I'm talking about other people, like friends.
Then no.
No.
I mean, the only time I've ever seen a guy at a baby shower was the husband, the baby daddy, going and helping pick up gifts.
Or somebody delivering pizza. Like, maybe. That's it. You can't. Well, there's a thing going on here at the radio station. Yeah, that's the only reason a guy should be there. He's dropping off the pizza or something. But listen, there's a thing going on at the radio station, and we're going to tell you the story next. I was uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do, what to say. I didn't know if I should be at a baby shower. Tell you a story next. 99.5 QIK. Riley Green, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So there's a woman here at the radio station, Kelsey. We all love Kelsey.
She's
in the promotions department. She's just fun. She's just personable.
She's a sweetheart.
She's not like most people. She's just fun and personable. Really? No, I mean, it's just so Kelsey's having a baby.
Yes, she is.
And she's having a little baby boy, and we're all real excited for her. And so I guess she's having a baby shower. This is pretty normal, and people at work are kind of putting all this together, right?
Yes. So they sent out an invite to all staff.
Are we supposed to be saying this on the air, by the way?
I mean, yeah, we're not giving out information about it. We're not saying where it's at or anything.
I hold on, Kevin. Here.
Good morning, Kelsey. How are you?
Gosh.
This is happening.
I just thought about it, but I think she knows. I think she would.
I would hope to.
Yes.
Oh boy, I would hope so too.
Because she would need to know when to go.
Oh, sometimes they fake it. They say it's for something else, and then you show up, and it's a surprise shower.
It didn't say surprise on the invite.
Well, why would it if she wasn't? Like, I don't,
uh-oh,
whatever. That's a new segment. That the new segment is blowing surprises. Damn it.
Okay, so we don't know if we should be sharing or not sharing this.
It doesn't matter. If I hit the dump button, it's out. There's too much time has gone by. So we have to go with this. So anyway, so Kevin, myself, and other guys at the station get invited to the baby shower
party. And the girls. Everybody was invited.
Everybody.
Yes.
And I was like, I froze up. And usually it doesn't happen to me. I was like, what do you mean? Like, oh, no, guys are invited too. And I'm like, to the baby shower? Like, I did, really? No, you're kidding, right? And they're like, no, there's other guys going to the baby shower. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. I've never been to one. I don't even know what do you wear? How do you act? I mean, you know
you
what
wear
I mean?
A sundress.
Right.
You show up with a gift. Right. You bring some diapers so you can do the diaper raffle.
No, but that's for the guys. You do the diaper party. Like, I've done that. You know, you've heard
yeah,
of that,
so,
right?
But since this is a work thing, they're saying that, yeah, guys, girls, everybody is invited. And you guys are saying that you've never heard of this before.
Well, we got a little bit of attitude from someone who walked in here with it, like a little shaming. And
you
I'm kind of like
shamed.
We were.
Your baby shower
you
shamed.
You have to admit, it was a little rude. It was a little plastic, the attitude.
Well,
when we said, no, we're not. Kevin and I were like, no, we're not going to her baby shower. And we kind of got the shame. We got the attitude. And I'm like, turn around and pound sand.
The part that killed me is that Kevin was like, oh, well, I'll sign the card, but I'm not going to it. And they're like,
she's
well,
like,
you can't sign the card unless you're paying.
Unless
like,
you're,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's almost like you had to pay the cover charge to get into the club. Like,
yes.
No, if you're not part of this, you're not signing the card. It's like, okay. Like,
no well wishes unless you are paying.
No, it's crazy. It's like, I didn't know it's a thing. 800-992-1099. Will someone just text us and just, is this a thing? Like, do guys go to baby showers? It's cool if this is a new thing, but I just wasn't aware. I didn't know.
As someone from Tampa already texted in and said, men should just be doing the diaper party. The
right.
Girls are the only ones that go to the baby shower.
Whoever that is, you for president,
yes.
Whoever you are.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. And
but now you guys are getting shame for not going.
Oh, we got the nasty shame too. Like the,
yeah.
Like it was. It was not cool, shame. It was not nice. Not friendly. Unfriendly, unfortunately. Oh, well. But Kelsey is a very friendly, nice person, and we'll remember her as being nice and friendly.
And don't worry, I'll get a card, and whether or not you guys want to chip in or anything, you can sign it.
Here's what's great.
Yes.
I thought, you know what's funny?
It's not what it's about.
When Kelsey announced she was pregnant, we thought it was great, and she knows I have like 5,000 kids, and she's like, hey, if you have everything you don't need, because Cal is almost two, we're not having any more. I got my dam blocked, right?
Yeah.
So there's no more. And she's like, hey, if you have anything, you know, I'd love to take it. Sure. So my wife goes, hey, give Kelsey the breast pump because those things are expensive. I thought that was like the awkward stage of Kelsey and I's friendship when I had to walk in and hand her a breast pump.
Yes.
Little did I know, turning down going to her baby shower was going
right.
to be also very awkward. So my goodness. But keep the text coming in. I just didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know it was a thing.
Co-ed baby showers, I guess. Maybe a new thing.
What's next? Are we going to be invited to bachelorette parties, too? Is that going to be a thing?
You wish.
I may do that
party.
Deal. I don't know. We got to think about that. Dirks Living. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie.
Some days you'll live.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so it looks like this is a thing that...
Oh, it is.
Baby showers... A woman's having a baby shower and like her friends or coworkers will throw it for her. But now guys get invited to this. This looks like a thing. We're getting a lot of texts. They're called Jack and Jill baby showers. Now, Kevin and I just got invited to someone who works here. Of course, Melanie got invited because, you know, you would get invited.
Right.
But Kevin and I, we were like, what are you talking about? Like, guys don't go to baby showers. And people are like, oh, no, they do now.
Yeah, and Pamela texted in. She said she had just moved here from Rhode Island. She just relocated here, and she said that it is. It's a Jack and Jill shower, and that they're very popular. We got a lot of texts, too, saying, get with it, guys. It's 2019, so we're behind.
We're behind, huh? All right. Kevin, we're behind.
I'm okay with that.
So you're not going to start going, even if you know it is a co-ed baby shower, and this is the new trend when it comes to baby showers. It's so everybody can be involved, the dad... And then his buddies, you just have zero interest?
I thought, you know, when my wife had, I thought the women liked to get together, and I thought that they really liked that bonding where there wasn't guys being guys. Because
mm-hmm.
I know guys being guys is annoying to women, and I know why. I get it. Because 5 minutes in, we're talking about football. I understand it.
Yep.
So I just thought women really liked that time to bond with other mothers or other mothers-to-be down the road, just their friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't have a baby, so I think the more the merrier. So if the guys are there and the girls, I mean, it just more people usually is. It's
okay,
more fun.
So are you going to do a co-ed?
I haven't even thought that far ahead. Can I just get married first? Can we just make it down the aisle?
Let's leapfrog. Come on. Like, could you imagine inviting guys? Because it would be, you know, your husband and then it'll be his friends and some of your guy friends.
I don't think Brian would want that. I think he,
It's all about you.
I think he wants to go with his buddies and go drinking at the bar or something. We'll all be doing the, say the word baby. We're taking your clothespin away.
You've just answered the question then.
So probably not, but I would be open to it if he would want to. Well, I just don't think he wants that social setting. I think he'd rather just be at the bar.
Danielle has an idea. Hey, Danielle.
So I ended up just throwing a huge party because I was a partier before I got pregnant. And I actually had a free bar that they just got drinks from, and all the guys came. And they brought their wives and everything. And we played a bingo with a gift and then gave away little alcohol shot bottles for...
Wait a minute.
...for the prizes.
Danielle, too late? Can you step in and be Kelsey's... party planner for this?
Because
I love your idea. This is awesome.
Well, I didn't want the guys to think it was stupid, so I was like, all right, whatever. Even though I can't drink, let's just throw them alcohol first. Get them to stay.
I don't think your party's stupid at all. Actually, it sounds like everything I've ever dreamed of, to be honest with you. I love it.
It was great. They loved it, and everybody stayed till the end, and I got lots of gifts, and I got everything I ever needed for my baby, so it was... Perfect.
It was perfect. That's a great word, Danielle. That sounds perfect. It sounds awesome. Open bar? Baby shower?
Yeah. People have been texting in actual photos of their invites that they did for burgers, beer, and babies, and it was a co-ed shower.
Ooh,
so
that's great.
A lot of cookouts, and then everybody's coming. Guys, girls, everyone's invited.
All right. Well, it's a new thing, Kevin. We got it. We're going to baby showers, buddy. Get ready. We're going to baby showers.
He's thrilled.
It's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 99.5 QYK. Tom Hanks, this is crazy. He gets denied a beer. Tom Hanks has to be borderline American hero, don't you think?
Yeah, at this point.
So he's at Stagecoach, right? He loves country music. Mm-hmm. He's at Stagecoach, and he gets denied a beer. This is him telling Ellen all about it.
I wanted to have a beer, and there were... four ladies who were serving up, and I stood up and I said, pull me a draw. And they said, we can't because your ID has not been verified. I said, I'm 62 years old, and you know my name, so yeah. I think I should be able to get a beer. They said, no.
That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, yeah. But I must give credit to these ladies. They did not cave.
No.
I was offering them tickets to stuff. You will come to the Toy Story premiere with me.
With me.
Just go like that with a red Solo cup underneath and let me walk away with a beer.
That was great. So I did some research. He did wind up getting a beer. A supervisor came over and was happy to.
Well, that's glad Woody got a beer.
Woody got his beer, yeah.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Gonna do I Love You Man next, 99.5 QYK. You know, just calling guys I don't know saying I love you.
Nothing wrong with that. Spreading some love.
Will they say I love you back? We'll find out next. 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, let's do this, an all-new I Love You Man. Calling guys, I don't know. And it's somewhere in the conversation going to say, I love you, man. The big question, you know, it's like a social experiment. The big question is, will they say I love you back? It's very simple, but it's not always easily achieved.
Yeah.
I'm going to call batting cages, batting cage business. It is ringing now. Here we go. Fernando, I love you, man, on QIK.
This is Troy. How may I help you?
I had a question about the cages.
Huh?
You can rent them by the hour?
Yes, sir.
Now, can I bring my own clubs or?
You mean bats?
I do something a little different. I actually, I swing with golf clubs.
yeah. What exactly were you looking to do?
Just belt home runs. I mean, you know.
With the golf club?
Yeah, I've done it before. I just need a place to practice.
Okay. Are you going to hit baseballs or golf balls?
No, baseballs, yeah.
Baseballs?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you can't play baseball with a golf ball, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, come on in.
All right, well, sounds like we're on the same page, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, I love you, man.
I'll see you soon.
All right, I love you, buddy.
I love you.
Just yes! like that, my dreams come true. Now, look, if you keep your dreams, you know, relatively average, they're easy to accomplish. Having a strange man tell me he loves me, does it for me. What can I say? Everybody's different.
I'm happy he said I love you, but I really want to see you in a batting cage with a club.
With a golf club?
With a golf club, swinging at baseball.
Can you imagine, like, you'd be the ultimate athlete if you could hit home runs, baseballs, but using golf clubs. I'm going to start working on that this weekend. I got new goals now. Toes
up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 12 hours from right now. Rascal Flatts, be ready to take the stage.
Yes.
Be about probably 86 degrees at the amp. You know, have some cold beer. Oh, it's going to feel great. We've got one last pair of tickets. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's one of the last pair of tickets in the Tampa area for Rascal Flatts tonight. Callers 9 and 10 will be battling it out. Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game, 800-992-1099. That's what we're going to be playing for right now. One of the last shots for you to win.
And then you get to come and hang out with us and see Rascal Flatts and kick off your summer.
Three-day weekend, man.
Yep.
All right, so let's do this right now. Callers 9 and 10, 99.5 QYK. Flats tickets up for grabs right now.
Yes.
Show is tonight. Emily and Scott are competing for them. Emily, since you were the ninth caller, we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, Emily, okay. And you're going to have 5 seconds to name something in that category. As soon as she does, Scott, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys are going to go back and forth until the first person runs out of names in that category. All right. Emily, we're talking about Rascal Flatts tonight.
Yeah, it's Flats Friday. That's what we've been calling it all week.
So, you know, this is like kind of like the dry run, the trial run of tailgating for the season.
Yes.
So here we go, Emily. 5 seconds is on the clock. Name things at a tailgate party. Go.
A cooler.
Tailgate.
A truck.
A grill.
Cold beer.
Propane.
Hot dogs.
TV.
Lawn chair.
Alcohol. Liquor.
Hamburgers.
Bluetooth speakers.
Music.
Canopies.
A tent.
Water.
Hot dog buns.
Hamburgers.
Ooh, Scott. I'm sorry. Emily already checked in with hamburgers, my man.
All right.
Which means, Emily, we'll see you at Rascal Flatts tonight.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Congrats.
Sorry. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack right now.
No heart attacks.
Deep breath.
It's the name game, not the cardiac game. You got to be careful, girl.
We need you alive so you can enjoy Rascal Flatts tonight with us.
Oh, I will. Believe me.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know, we were stunned earlier in the show, just a couple minutes after 6 a.m. this morning, where we read this new survey. Only 55% of people know the real meaning of Memorial Day. It's stunning.
it's just been going on for so many years that people think, or the sales have been going on, that people are like, oh, okay, this is the time to go take advantage of a sale at Macy's or wherever.
People think, yeah, it's for shopping. A lot of people say it's for partying, cookouts, pool parties, the beach and everything, which, of course, you know, people celebrate in different ways, but there is a meaning to this. I thought it was really good. I went and grabbed this video of President Ronald Reagan many, many years ago. I was talking about Memorial Day, and I just thought he made some great points as to the way that we think about these soldiers who were killed and the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, the real reason behind Memorial Day.
Yeah,
Memorial Day.
So I'm going to play you just a clip of this, and I just think it's really, really impactful.
The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died. And they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did. And why they had to be brave for us.
Reagan was such a good storyteller.
Oh my gosh, that was just beautiful, man.
When he made that point there, that these soldiers who died made the ultimate sacrifice, gave up two lives, the one they were living, and then the one that they would never live. And I'm just going, whoa.
Chills.
Whoa. And it's so true. We do have these images in our mind of these people who've died, and they're gray, and they're older, and they're rugged. But the reality is, and President Reagan was right, it's many of these soldiers died in 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
Just young,
never
young
even really
men.
Got to start their
right,
lives.
Right. Ooh, something really, I think, to think about. But I'm going to post this video. I'm going to throw it up right now on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, the entire video clip of Ronald Reagan speaking about this. I just thought it was great. It's like 90 seconds long. We just played you about 40 there. But I just think it's something to listen to. You really get some chills. Great perspective, I think, for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Rascal Flatts, 99.5 QIK. I think I'm right on this, Kevin. First, that was our first single back in 2000.
You are correct, sir.
Wow, that was just right after the 1900s.
Whoa, that was a long time
ago. Just a smidge after the 1900s.
Just a smidge.
Rascal Flatts, man, they're great. Show tonight. We're really excited, kicking off kind of the unofficial kickoff of concert season. But yes, we know Blake was already here, and we did a couple other shows. But as far as the amp goes and tailgate and everything, we're excited to be out there. Hope to see a lot of y'all out there. Let's share some cold beers out in the parking lot. And whatever, man. Let's just do this. 3-day weekend, right?
Yeah, and I think you and I are going to go hit up the casino beforehand, maybe do a little gambling.
You're talking about that. I'm trying to convince Kevin into coming over there with us.
Yes, Kevin, we got to.
I think I'm in.
Yes!
Yes!
Kevin.
This never happens!
Kevin won't be home till Monday. He's going
to
win so much.
To his wife.
He's going to win so much money. He will not be home till Monday. You like my plan now, don't you?
Let's go.
So excited! What are we hitting up first? Are we doing blackjack? Are we doing slots?
I've got a favorite machine at the Hard Rock.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm not telling what it is. It's hot, baby. Ooh,
I'm just going to follow you. I'm going to find out which one it is.
I'm going to disappear.
You're going to run in and hide from me?
I have an app that turns me invisible. You can't see me.
Ooh.
Okay, Harry Potter. Okay.
And the Flatts, they're going to join us later on this afternoon. On your way to the amp, they'll be all over 99.5 QIK starting at 5 o'clock. So get ready for a lot of Rascal Flatts music and hanging out with those guys this afternoon, 5 o'clock.
Everyone's buzzing about it, too, here.
Be great. Early tailgating. A lot of offices closing early today for the long weekend.
Yeah, take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time out there. Looking forward to seeing y'all. 99.5 QIK. Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Kenny, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie. All right. What do you think about spinach ice cream?
That sounds disgusting.
Well, you know, we're going into a 3-day weekend, so I know a lot of people will be, you know, eating.
Breaking their diets.
Because that's what we do. There's a new thing out. It's spinach ice cream. Ugh. And, well, apparently, I don't know. Here is audio. By the way, the reason this came out is because it's the 91st birthday of Popeye. So this company's like, well, let's put out, because, you know, that's all Popeye ate was spinach. And Popeye was ripped, man. He was in great shape, wasn't he?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, He had those big biceps?
Because he ate all the spinach. That's why.
What was Popeye?
He was a sailor man.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. I didn't know if you know that or not. Popeye was a sailor man. So this company, they put out the spinach ice cream, and then they went around, they did a test market in New York, and they asked people what they thought about the spinach ice cream. Here were their reactions.
You know what? It isn't terrible.
It's not great. I wouldn't pay money for it.
Doesn't taste like spinach. Doesn't taste like much.
I don't really like spinach, so I guess it's good for unhealthy people. So thumbs up for that. Yeah, I like it.
It's got kind of a funky aftertaste. It's like really, really sweet, but I feel like it's covering up. Maybe it's the iron in the spinach. I don't know. Iron. It's not very good.
The spinach does not hit me, but I like all ice cream, Shed. I'd eat it.
By the way, it's vegan.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, so it's helped. Yeah, they use like a coconut oil for it. So
I just love that only in America are they like, how can we get Americans to eat vegetables? Oh, I know. Let's put it in ice cream.
Spinach. I know.
So they'll eat it.
Be looking for that, everybody. Spinach ice cream. That is so 2019 of America, isn't it? This is so 2019.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It was one of the biggest marketing fails in history.
Ever.
Product history. And they're going to bring it back.
Makes no sense.
They're going to try again. We'll tell you what it is right after Luke. 99.5 QYK. It's one of the biggest fails, marketing fails ever in history. 99.5 QYK. And they are bringing it back. Thanks to Stranger Things and Netflix. Where so many people were like, hey, what's that new Coke they're drinking? And people who didn't know about new Coke are like, what do you mean? There was new Coke in the 80s? And Coke's like, well, yeah. And they're like, we want to try it again. So Coke's going to bring it back.
All because of Stranger Things. This is so crazy. The power of just social media and everybody that didn't know who it, or what it was, they were tweeting at Coke. And Coke is like, all right, well, we feel like we have no choice but to bring it back now.
Here was one of their original commercials for new Coke way back in the day.
The incredible has happened. The impossible has become a reality. Coke actually tastes better than ever before. Yes, Coke has a new taste. And I'm standing here with this ice-cold, thirst-quenching, deliciously satisfying Coca-Cola, and it actually tastes better.
Is that Bill Cosby?
It is. I bet they won't be using him for...
No.
He won't be there. He won't be their celebrity endorser.
Not
this time around.
Good idea. Uh-huh.
He also did Put In Pop.
Yes,
remember?
He did
Jell-O, too. Yeah. J-E-L-L-O.
Pudding Pop. I remember those commercials. Pudding Pop. You want a Pudding Pop?
Did it sound anything like that? I don't know, but you don't sound like Bill Cosby.
That's my memory of how it sounded like. That was my memory.
Okay, well,
that's...
do you have a memory of the new Coke? It was 1985, by the way, when they introduced this new, more delicious Coke.
I do. And I remember it wasn't around long. I remember a lot of people laughed at it. It was like a huge joke. But they're going to bring it back, and it's going to come out that weekend, 4th of July weekend, which is when season 3 of Stranger Things comes out on Netflix. But to your point, man, it is so true. What Netflix, social media, and celebrity influencers are doing now, they can cause a company like Coke to bring something back like this.
Their biggest fail in history.
Biggest fail. And they're going to make fun of it. It's very self-deprecating the way they're going about it. They're going to bring it back. And all thanks to people going like, what's that can? New Coke and Stranger Things? Stranger Things is set in the 80s, so they were doing everything they could to replicate that. It's crazy.
So this new season is actually based in 1985. So that's why you're going to see the new Coke cans and why they're bringing them back.
So get ready. New Coke coming back.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's have some Florida pride, all right?
Okay.
Nutbags north of Florida, the crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yes, I love this.
We'll do that next on QYK.
99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
That's right. Those people making us look real good. Real good. Like in Cincinnati. This thief breaks into a Cincinnati steakhouse.
Hey.
So he's there. He's in the steakhouse. He's made it in. No one else is there. It's a Ruth's Chris, by the way. And he looks around. He walks around. And he says, I shouldn't have done this. This was a huge mistake. So instead of stealing anything, he just makes himself a couple of drinks and then leaves.
That's it?
That's it. And the police say on the footage, it looks like you can tell he's looking around. And he's like, he's looking at the register. He finds the safe and he just stares at it. And then he looks around and he's like, he puts his hand in his head in his hands. and he feels bad, he makes a few drinks and he walks out the door. All that to feel guilty.
Jeez.
I mean, you sort of want to be proud of him, but you're like,
no.
You broke into the steakhouse.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Police are looking for the guy. All right, let's head up to Montana, where this man gets away with using a fake ID to get a car vehicle inspection sticker, right? Well, he realizes the sticker he get isn't valid anymore. So what does he do? He hand draws his own vehicle inspection sticker.
This is the dumbest of the dumb. Can you imagine like making your own license plate or something like that? That's about as stupid as this.
Okay, but the sticker was made of construction paper, okay. Hand drawn to resemble the New York State Safety Inspection Commission logo.
Come on.
And then he hand drew a barcode because that's what the police do when they pull you over there. They have
they
a little
scan it to make sure it's
to make
date.
Sure, right?
Yeah.
So he hand drew it.
That's next level.
That is next level. So he was obviously pulled over. He was issued a violation for having an unregistered motor vehicle.
Great.
Hand drawn on construction paper. But he did go for the UPC code. I think that was pretty cool. I think the barcode was
He was really committed with drawing the barcode.
Ladies and gentlemen, those are nutbags, but they're all north of Florida.
Thank goodness.
We got nothing like that going on down here.
I don't know about that.
Nothing like that. 99.5 QIK and Justin Moore.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.